Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining me today is Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. Representative Cutler, this week you held a town hall meeting in Paradise. Tell us some of the issues that were discussed at that meeting.
Well, holding town hall meetings is something that we've always done through my tenure in the State House. It's a time that I really enjoy in terms of engaging with our friends and neighbors to talk about many of the issues that are up in Harrisburg, and sometimes issues that are at the federal level as well. And as in prior meetings, many topics were covered last night at the meeting. We hit on things ranging from pension reform and property taxes, which those two issues are obviously linked because pension reform and pension costs are probably some of the highest cost drivers for increasing property taxes. And as always, there was a split opinion in the room. We probably had, I'm going to guess, 25 to 30 people or so in the room. And there was several opinions on how to solve both of those issues. And that's one of the object lessons, if you will, that I often point out to folks, because say, well, why can't Harrisburg ever get anything done? And I said, well, you have about a tenth of the number of House members, and we can't find an agreement in the room sometimes. Now, extrapolate that out to 203 members, and you quickly see why it's so difficult to get 102 votes for many things. But with that said, we did cover the governor's budget proposal as well. There was a lot of concerns expressed in the room about that. We were up in the Paradise area, so they have state police coverage. They were not big fans of the governor's proposal for the $25 head tax to cover for state police fees. It was correctly brought up by many in the room that the state police offer services even to local areas that, in fact, have their own police force, whether it's police services related to labs or backup. And, their questions were, how would those be properly accounted for? Truthfully, I don't see the governor's proposal advancing as it's currently written, and I expressed that last evening. Additionally, we did cover education spending. Specifically, there were two folks in the room who were very interested in the Penn Vet School and what that meant in terms of the governor's proposed $30 million cut there. And they questioned some of the other state-related schools. For the listeners who might not be aware, there's actually two sets of post-secondary schools that the state typically funds. One is our PASHE system, which are schools like Millersville and Slippery Rock and Bloomsburg. And those are state-owned. And then there's what we call state-related systems. That would be Pitt, Penn State, University of Penn, Temple, and Lincoln. And those, while they're not state-owned, do in fact receive state money. They have some special rules related to the votes that need to come with those, and they need to pass by a two-thirds supermajority. That's a constitutional requirement, and we talked through all of that last evening as well. Probably the next area of interest that consistently came up was the reassessment that the county's doing, which obviously tied back into the first topic that I brought up, which was property tax reform. They had a lot of questions about what the process is, and I encouraged them to go to the county's website, and if they believe that their reassessment was incorrect, to go ahead and go through the appeals process. I've personally done that as a resident. The last time that we had a reassessment, I think, was 10 years ago or so. And I had went through that process, and while it can be intimidating, it was not difficult.
Mm-hmm. You accomplished quite a bit in that town hall meeting. Do you have any other town hall meetings on your schedule coming up?
We're currently working to schedule some, so I'd encourage folks to contact the office check in on our website, www.repcutler.com. Our phone number for the office is 717-284-1965, and as we've done previously, we'll keep rotating them throughout the district. Previously, we were in Paradise. Before that, we did a teletown hall, which some constituents prefer over having to physically drive somewhere. And we're going to keep hitting the regions and going out as we've done since the very beginning.
Representative Brian Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.